Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Welcome to another episode of The Other Stories. Just a quick one to let you know that the web store is now open.
Oh my God.
If you'd like to grab a signed copy of any one of our books, whether that's the print edition of The Other Stories or our series of post-apocalyptic books, The Rot series, crime revenge thriller 10 Tales of the Human Condition, or why not go for our latest sci-fi thriller book, The Jump, written by Matt Butcher. If any of that tickles your fancy, then head over to hawkandcleaver.com/shop. Once again, that's hawkandcleaver.com/shop.
A Few Cuts More. Written by Daniel Wilcox. Narrated by Persephone Rose. I've honed my skills through a career spanning nearly 3 decades. It's all I've ever wanted. Even as a child, when my friends were off down Grant House Park, kicking the ball between 2 piles of clubbed together jumpers, or sat inside playing their favorite video games by themselves, I practiced. I wished. I dreamed. Operation. That was the start of it all.
You have to operate from head to toes, but careful, one slip and...
A simple game of concentration and focus in which myself and my family spent the better part of our evenings retrieving bones and organs from the cartoon man with the red nose. One wrong move and buzz, you lose. A simple premise, really. Yet even in my formative years, I never lost a game, was never beaten. 4 years old, and I never once made the damn thing buzz. From kindergarten through high school, I read every book that came my way which sported that little green cross on the cover. I knew the anatomy of the body inside out before I was legal to drive a car. My peers would tease and test my knowledge, and I sometimes think that, looking back, they might have feared me. After all, who would feel safe near the guy who repeatedly told the kids who tried to bully him the distinct shortcuts around the body that could kill them in an instant? A slash through the femoral artery, a snap of the neck to detach the spinal cord from the skull, a jolt of electricity through the cornea and into the prefrontal lobe. Okay, maybe the latter wouldn't kill so much as render the bully as nothing more than a vegetable for the rest of their lives, but you get the picture. Now, hush! I know what it is you want. But trust me, anesthetic will do you no good here. I've already told you, for all of this to work, I need you to be awake. We need to know where your limits are. Test your boundaries. See at what point your pain will tip the scales. There. That's better. Now, where was I? Yes, my parents were called into school on several occasions. Mr. Inglesby always kept a close eye on me, and was often far sneakier than I'd give him credit for. During one particular lunch break, he caught me cornering a kid 2 years my junior. I overshadowed the little bastard by nearly 8 inches, and I fed off the fear in his eyes as I whispered words which, lucky for me, Mr. Inglesby never heard. Not that he didn't try to draw them out of me. For several weeks after my detention, I struggled to sit. The bruises across the back of my legs enough to keep them pulsing at night with pain. A ruler. That was all he had used. And with every refusal I gave to tell him what I had said to that little shit, another beating came. I suppose that was the first time I'd noticed that I was different. I'm glad you asked. I like you, you know. Enough so that you'll be the first person I will ever have told this to in the whole world. Loosely translated. For as much as I have an affinity for the Chinese language, I must apologize that I will butcher both the accent and the direct translation if I tried. It goes something like this. With every cut, the blood will pour, and turn your sins to those now pure. You like it? It's lyrical, I agree. A small note of musical magic to an act which I have never been ashamed of, but believe that maybe I should be. For you see, that little boy went home with something special that day. Something which healed in a matter of moments and was hardly detectable to the naked eye. Imagine, if you will, a spider's web. Something so infinitesimally small that you only notice the damned things if you're looking out for them, or if they stand in your way. Now, imagine a length of wire, so thin that only a catch of light could make it visible from afar. So strong that a mere swipe of its length could cause flesh to part as if by its own volition. Ling Chi. That's what the Chinese called it. Or forgive me for allowing the West to butcher the beautiful poetry once more. Death by a thousand cuts. I experienced it for the first time that day. How simple and elegant the surgery of the human body could be. How the opportunity to slice and dice doesn't always have to be bound and parceled with that of an operating theater or a medical procedure. How sometimes there's just an incessant need to cut, to break, to watch the miracles of life as nature sews itself back together. The beauty of a scar, the delicious artistry of tattooing the skin with its own ink and allowing the flesh to knit. Cut so small that you could almost see the skin attempting to close itself back up straight away, like two rows of hands with fingers reaching desperately for each other, clawing and straining before the blood escapes. What a mess. What a delicious, beautiful mess. Oh, no, no. Shh. I agree. It's not nice being on the other side of it, sure. Sometimes it's just a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's you, my friend. Did you know I've been at this hospital for 18 years? Yeah, that's right. The same age as my daughter. The same age as the first car I was given by my uncle on my 17th birthday. The same age as this scar right here on my forearm from the first time I ever grew careless and let someone discover my hidden body. That was the last chief of surgery, Calvin Dyer. You remember him? broad-shouldered gent with a thick beard, the last guy to ever grow suspicious and almost catch me in the act, allowing himself the opportunity to become my guinea pig, my test subject, my lab rat. Just like you now. You should have kept your distance, my friend. You should have let it drop. You had to stick your nose in, didn't you? What was it that first alerted you to my games? What was the first clue? It was the hematoma girl, wasn't it? Pretty thing with a clot in her thigh, taken ill from prom. The lot of them followed. Too many of her friends to avoid my magic, my work. Each patient unaware of the tiny mark I leave as a signature for my hard-earned triumphs. I saved that bitch, Sadie. I saved that bitch's life. But I got greedy, I'll admit. In performing her post-ops, I got her while she was asleep. Several incisions along her ankle. I turned around and saw them then. Three of her friends with mouths aghast. They grasped on me, didn't they? I grew careless and the winds of rumor found your ears. Well, here you are now, Sadie. Strapped to my table. Surrounded by cadavers. My own test subjects. The bodies of the dead I've played with over the years, keeping the mortician's lips sealed with carefully placed coins and pockets. My own little piece of heaven beneath a hospital which has taken the better part of my life. And all I asked in return was my own fun. I wasn't hurting anyone. No, you're wrong. I wasn't. You think I could survive this long without being cautious? I found the key to the art many moons ago. The secret of moonlighting as the Ling Chi master, which I have become. See, the trick is to find the vulnerable, the weak. Those who were due to die anyway, and who beg for it by the end. Those with the incurable diseases. Those with lives they want nothing more than to leave. A well-timed moving of their beds can find them down here in the morgue. A gag in the mouth as I slice piece by tiny piece, watching the blood lazily ooze and bubble across the body. Sometimes it can take hours. Sometimes it can take days. But still, perfection evades me. There. That's... What are we on now? Remind me? Oh, that's right. 943. Easy does it. 944. I don't mean to jinx this, but I believe that you could be the first to make it all the way. The first to hit the 1,000 cut mark. Wouldn't that be exciting now? Wouldn't that just take science to a whole new level? Wouldn't that just bag the dream? Until now, the highest amount of incisions I'd reached had hit just north of 800. I don't know what it is, particularly about you, that makes you so durable, Sadie. But I'm almost inclined to thank the many advances in medicine of the years. Without endless advances, we wouldn't have been able to reach this point, where your whole body is so soaked in blood that I can hardly see where the cuts have been made anymore. Your chest, looking like a fisherman's net pulled wide apart to reveal your muscle and tissue inside. Throbbing, visceral flesh bubbling to the surface, gasping for air. It makes me giddy just watching, just thinking about it. So what do you reckon, Sadie? Shall we run to the finish line? Do you have the energy in you to make it? I mean, judging by the monitor, your BP is weakening, and if I'm honest, I really don't think you have long left. But damn it if I'm going to fail on this one, not when I've come so fucking close. That's it. Just 20 more to go. 15. 10. 5. 4. 3. No. No, you fucking don't. No, no, no. 2, 1.
There. Well, Sadie, it's been a blast. Even in death, you're as pitiable as you made yourself in life.
Maybe if you had just kept your beak out of what wasn't your business, we could have had something good together. Let's face it, one shag at the Christmas party was never going to make us the world's greatest couple. But we could have been something special, you and I. Well, I suppose in a sense, we are now. Ling Chi. Death by a thousand cuts. I always wondered if it was possible. If the human body could be bold enough to take the weight of its unlacing. If shredded flesh could re-knit or congeal fast enough to protect its own inner workings without a mortal amount of blood loss. Turns out it can. To a certain extent. 998 isn't a bad way to go out. Perhaps that's enough now, my darling, to stop me in my pursuit for perfection. Who am I kidding? After 30 years of searching and experimentation, why should I stop now? I'd only be lying to myself to say that the mission is complete. Fare thee well, Sadie, until we next meet. For now, I shall deliver the news of your departure. What to tell the board? I suppose you've always talked of parasailing in Morocco. Maybe you found yourself on your travels to a safer place. Perhaps the pressures of running as chief were too much for you to bear in the end, and you just had to get away. It's not like they'll ever find your body. The hospital's incinerator has seen far more of my victims than I could ever have imagined. And just like that simple game of operation, I'm still yet to lose.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. A Few Cuts More is written by Daniel Wilcox, narrated by Persephone Rose, edited by Carl Hughes, and music by Andrew K.N. and Tom Robson. The web store is now open. If you'd like to grab a signed copy of any one of our books, whether that's print editions of The Other Stories or our series of post-apocalyptic books, The Rot Series, crime revenge thriller 10 Tales of the Human Condition, or why not go for our latest sci-fi thriller book, The Jump, written by Matthew Butcher. If that tickles your fancy, then head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com/shop. Once again, that's hawkandcleaver.com/shop. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.